everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cryptic Commander. We are your hosts. I'm John Nose.
I am MTG Peddler.
This is Onique.
Onique, thank you so much for joining the team, man. I'm really happy to have you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm now a permanent part of the Cryptic Commander. I signed a contract. I sent my vial of blood, so I'm here forever.
Yeah, not to mention the NDA you had to sign too, right?
Mm-hmm. Can't talk about that, though.
We also have a guest with us too, Mono Red Ed. Mono Red Ed, thank you for coming back.
No problem, guys. No problem.
And we've got a lot to talk about. Just forewarning everybody, there's a lot to talk about this week. Proudly sponsored by North Valley Games, where you can go to northvalleygames.com, enter the promo code TCC2021. You'll save 10% off your order. They've got sealed product and singles. And the new program where they're buying your singles, get an extra 10% using the same code. Partnered with Magic the Gathering Players Group Facebook group and Cosmic Gaming. Starting us off this week is card of the week, Snapcaster Mage. Now, Snapcaster Mage costs one other and one blue. It's on a 2/1 body, and it reads, I see, I don't even have it pulled up yet.
It reads, flash. When Snapcaster Mage enters the battlefield, target instant or sorcery card in your graveyard gains flashback until end of turn. The flashback cost is equal to its mana cost.
Yes,
yeah, so and it's so coming quick. In at rarity.
I personally love this card, man. You're so quick on the computer.
Oh, I had it up. I was waiting.
I love this card, man. This card, when it first came out, I think it was right around $40 or something, you know? Well, maybe it was 20 when it first came out, but then it went up to 40 real quick. And you know, I mean, it's really powerful just to have the ability to recur something from your graveyard at instant speed, you know?
And that's one thing I did forget to add into there. It is currently going on TCG Player Lightly Played for $61.
I almost spit my drink out. $61?
Mm-hmm. $60.
Wow.
This card highly sought after.
Mm-hmm. That's US. You should see the Canadian price.
All right, yeah, since Ed, you're over in now, I'm serious. I had to take a drink and I almost spit it out there. Slothy's not with us this week. And I forgot to mention last week on the podcast that Peddler was gone. And I mean, it was obvious, right? But I forgot to mention he was gone and why.
Because there was no ranting last week. That's how everyone knew I wasn't here.
Yeah. And then this week, there's probably not much ranting, but there's a lot of good news that are coming out with for the next 2 or 3 years.
I can always find something to be upset with.
All right. let's go along.
You don't know me.
There's so much to talk about. Let's talk about the first thing here. They had a showcase, right? And that's where we got most of this information from. And the topic and the main thing I want to say is the title of today's show. Onique, what did we name the show? I forgot already. What we named this today's show?
Well, Tuesday they had an hour-long presentation of pretty much what to expect for the next year of Magic, and two quotes stuck out with me. Either we are the gathering,
right,
or to infinity and beyond.
Right.
So,
but I said we are the gathering, and then you said something else along the same line. I'll pull up the Facebook chat.
If that's what you said, then yeah, we'll stick with we are the gathering because that's exactly what they said.
No. We changed it. Hold on. I'm going to go back right to it. Okay. I'm going to go back right to it because I said something about the title. It will be We Are the Gathering. You said it's nuts or gathering all at once, gathering once again, gathering the details. And I said gathering the details is perfect. So we're going to title this Gathering the Details. So starting us off, we're going to have championship mats are back. That's great news. I miss him. I love winning my local tournament and getting that champion, man. I just love it.
Yeah, store championships are back.
Now, what do they call this commander? You go play commander and you have a story time with it now? What's this all about?
I think it's just commander parties that they literally emphasize winning does not matter. You pretty much have like a participation trophy in a sense. There's a promo that comes with it. I'm not so sure what it is, though.
What makes me want to go to LGS right now?
Yeah, it's just encouraging people showing up to LGSs and playing Commander.
I should be broadcasting this in LGS.
Don't the different stores get the promos, I guess?
Yes.
The promos are for store championships. The stores themselves, as long as the WPN connected, I suppose, they choose a format. Standard, Pioneer, Modern, Limited, whatever. And they got the promos they have for that. I think a winner or champion gets a Wormcoil Engine promo. Top 8 gets Collected Company, And I think everyone gets Arbor Elf.
There's a foil worm coil engine just for the winter, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Some products coming out. We got Midnight Hunt and Crimson Vow, which are going to be some, like, you know, romantic vampire thing or something. It's going to be with werewolves, one of them, and vampires in the other. Now, they're going to have another product right after that or before that, something called Double Feature, where it's going to be a mixture, both of them together, for a nice little draft environment, plus creatures, monsters, because it's Halloween season. What do you guys think about that?
So not only do we get two sets in Innistrad, then we get a third set where it's them combined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many sets do they feel like putting out?
I don't know. We got a lot of them to talk about on today's show. You know, exactly. You know, it's almost like every week there is a new product we got to talk about on the podcast, you know, but also at the same sense of, I think personally, they're going to try and push more products that we haven't even thought of yet. I know that in one of these topics, I got a bunch of notes here. There's a Pioneer deck they're coming out with. Okay. But in the same sense too, they can come out with vintage decks, you know, and you know what I'm saying? Let's just not go there, but they can come out with whatever they want to, man. Now we're going to come out with this product. Now we're going to come out with that product. What's to stop them? You know, what's to stop them from saying, okay, now our schedule is every 3 days.
The consumer is going to stop them. Because it's going to get to the point where, okay, it's like, I can't keep up with standard anymore. I'm only going to go for commander. And people are going to stop buying all of these products that are just being rapid fire dumped out.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer will put an end to this eventually. And we'll see it go back to somewhat semblance of normal. To what, well, not when I say normal, I mean what we are used to. Where there's like, you know, four sets and every now and then you get like a bonus thing thrown in. It will revert back to that once consumer pressure pushes the opposite direction.
Arena Open, this go around is coming up soon. I didn't write down the date. They're going to have a draft environment this time. So I've saved 20,000 gold on the side, and anything I spend over that, I'll be able to spend or whatever, but I'm saving 20,000 gold just for the arena coming up, you know, the open, excuse me. But we're going to have a draft format this time around. And Peddler, I know you like draft. So are you going to play it this time around?
What date is it?
I didn't write down the date. I just know it's coming up probably in a month or something.
Yeah, I think it just said it's the next open coming up. I don't know if there was a date specified.
Right.
The last open was just like a week ago or something like that, right? If I remember properly.
Not a week, but recently.
It was recently. Yeah, it was recently.
So it's a couple weeks away. Because I got a couple.
I think 20, it's going to be less than 30.
I think it's I'll probably play it.
That's what's up. See? Yeah, same boat. I think it's less than 30 days, but more than 2 weeks. Just an educated guess.
It also depends on what we're drafting, I guess, is probably the best way to describe it. If it's D&D, I will not participate.
Jumpstart, did it come out yet? Because I know that's right around the corner if it didn't come
out. Yes, but that's not a draftable set.
Okay. So
you're talking about Draft Start. Jumpstart Historic Horizons?
Yeah, that's what it's called, though. I wrote it down correct. Jumpstart Historic Horizons. That's the name of it, right?
That's already released, and that's not a draftable set.
Okay, that's where you put two decks together.
Yes.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting.
Jumpstart's great. I love Jumpstart. It's fun to play.
There's a new one now on Arena right now.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm not playing it on Arena. I like playing it in paper.
It's August 12th to September 9th.
So that's it's already.
Sorry. Yeah, August 12th. Yeah. That one is Jumpstart Historic Horizons, right, Ed?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, it's available on Arena only right now, but I believe they plan to bring that to paper eventually.
No. What's coming in paper is a whole new version of Jumpstart, like the first one that we had.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's coming out, I suppose, is the third one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because Jumpstart's just been very popular, and that's what they hinted with Eldrazi and Hydra.
So it's going to be kind of like that Final Fantasy thing, where we're not going to get part two. So you got real life with part one, part two was on digital, and then part three, you can collect in real life.
Yes, I guess. I don't know how that relates to Final Fantasy, but I'll just say yes.
Well, in Final Fantasy, so we got part one on regular Nintendo, and then it came out with part two, but we didn't get that. And then part three, we didn't get that either. And part four, or what was it? Part three came over and it was called two on Super Nintendo or something like that. I forget.
But no, Final Fantasy 3.
Yeah.
In the United States market was Final Fantasy 6 in the Japanese market.
There you go. Yeah. we had like 1 and 6 or something like that, but it was crazy because we didn't
get... we have 1, 2, and 6.
There you
3, 4, 5 were not released in the United States originally. You can get them all now. Like I have Final Fantasy Chronicles, which was Final Fantasy 4 and Chrono Trigger. You can get them all now.
But I was just trying to use that analogy that it basically for people that want to collect and they want to go back, they're going to be like, oh, wait, we didn't really have part 2 in paper. That was only on digital. So that's
going to be one game I never got into.
Final Fantasy?
Yeah, Final Fantasy is amazing.
I'm a Diablo fan, so
I like Diablo. My wife likes Diablo also, you know, pretty good games.
I like Diablo as well.
Diablo 2 is releasing next in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It was released back in 2000.
This is a remaster or something. Yeah.
I'll wait till Diablo 4. Thank you very much.
Which at this point in time we don't know if we're getting or not because they're all that stuff that's going on with Blizzard right now.
Well, I would hope they would put it on this new system. They got the PlayStation 5 or whatever, you know, that would be nice. Cause the last one was compatible for the 4 and the 3. Right. And also the Xbox 360 and Xbox One. So I think it'd be nice to have on the next gen consoles. Commander Legend.
I literally only played Diablo on a PC. It's like one of the only games I truly stick with PC only for. It's weird.
I'm with you on that.
I play Diablo 3 on PC and on my Switch Lite.
Yep. My wife loves Diablo so much. That's like the only video game she'll play. My mom was Super Mario Brothers for my mom, you know, but my wife, she likes Diablo. That's it. But let me see here. Commander Legends Black or Commander Collection Black, excuse me. So we had Commander Collection Green and we knew last week we're going to have another Commander Collection coming, but we didn't know the color. Now we know the color. It's black. Any thoughts on that? Because there's going to be Command Tower and Soul Ring in there.
Mm-hmm.
Are those the books?
This would be Commander Collection. It's like 8 cards. So it's almost like a secret lair. But it's Commander Collection. We had a Commander Collection Green. And this is the new one now. Commander Collection Black.
Oh, no. It's not the spell book thing that you're talking about.
This replaces the spell book. So we had the spell. Go ahead.
No, I didn't know it replaced the spell book. I thought it was in addition to like more products.
But. Yeah, no, we got rid of the spell books. The Commander Collection Black is basically so it's Commander you're what they're going after, right? And Commander Collection Green we had, Commander Collection Black, and then the next product of this sort will be the Commander Collection different color. Yeah. That was the source when I went on the Magic the Gathering Roundtable. I was informed that this is replacing.
I'm about as excited for this as I was for Commander Green, which is non-existent.
Yeah, I'm not too, you know, shabby on this. I mean, it might even be alternative artwork and whatnot, you know. I think...
Because with the Soul Ring, it was the only non-green card in there, but they still had artwork that made it look like a green card.
Yeah, and I think Command Tower too, right? So, but I'm a big component of buy your singles. Know what kind of deck you're building and buy the cards you need for that deck or card you need for that deck. I'm a big component of buying singles. Pioneer Challenger decks. Now, this is big. This is the first time we're having Pioneer pre-made decks. So I'm not sure if you guys are excited, but I'm excited. I know it's another product.
I have never played Pioneer. So it's like one of those things that I'm just like, okay.
I don't play much of it either. I rather not play it. So if I had to sit down and we all determine what format we're going to play, I don't think Pioneer would be up there, you know, for us to pick from. And if it was, I would be really surprised. But
we had it going at our store for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's basically it's a watered down modern.
It is, but you have to remember that it was a format made for other countries that didn't have access to the older Magic sets. So it's kind of a good thing for people that are in that country or countries for that matter that didn't have access to them that do now. And then they have the passion to play it now. And also for beginners over there to, you know, I'm just saying, I don't know what countries that didn't have access to them, but there were a lot of them. Yeah.
I'm looking at the Commander Black collection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Liliana's coming back.
Yeah. Which Liliana?
Heretical Healer.
What set did that come from?
Origins, I think.
Okay.
But it's not a flip one this time.
Again, yeah, you know, this, some people might go run out and buy this product. It's not one I'm going to go run out and buy personally.
And there's a Liliana Planeswalker in the set too.
There's another Commander Legends product coming out. Peddler, what do you think, man?
Of course there's another Commander Legends product coming out. I think it's ridiculous. There is just, it's like they're just beating a dead horse with like the new Double Masters, new Commander Legends. It's like,
that was our next subject, by the way, was the next Double Masters. I know.
I'm bouncing ahead because it's it gets to the point where it just gets ridiculous.
Fatigue, right?
Not even fatigue. It's just borderline ridiculous of how much they're trying to wring out of their consumers. And yeah, I think it's a byproduct of how successful Commander Legends and Double Masters were. It's a byproduct of that because they were very successful sets. So, of course, they're going to try to wring another one out as quickly as possible.
Think about the diehard collector for a second. He's got to get everything, right?
I don't think that person exists anymore. You can't.
I know who is the diehard collector anymore of this, you know?
No one. There is none. Because you can't collect everything.
Well, there's collector's editions on almost every set now. I'm not arguing with you, but you can get my point though, right? This is
collectors. Collector's editions are way different. Mm-hmm. Just because it has the term collectors in it does not mean it's made for collectors. It's just for those who like the flashy of the flashy.
Right. They
people aren't,
it,
they people aren't it. Buying like, you know, they're not getting a play set of, you know, just regular framed, non-extended, non-foil, non-extended borderless foil cards, and then like, okay, now I'm going to get to all the collector stuff and do it that way. People just don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. They should have called it Bling Bling Edition, not Collector's Edition.
Yeah.
Although some people might argue Secret Lair is the Bling Bling Edition, but that's neither here nor there.
I think that the Collector's Edition boxes are great if you're trying to flip, because that's where you're going to get the majority of the bang for your buck. Mm.
That's where it's going anyway, right?
Yeah, but if everyone's flipping, then no one's buying.
That's a good point, man. You know, I don't see set boosters. They're pushing set boosters a lot, right?
And yeah, I will say that in D&D, the set boosters actually seem like they're actually pretty decent.
You know,
I will say that.
Yeah, they're pushing set boosters a lot, you know. And so I don't know what is the future of what's going to be that main product. A collector's edition, the set boosters, the theme boosters. I'm not a big guy of the theme boosters, by the way. I'm not. I like the set boosters over the theme boosters. But the draft one is originally, you know, for 30 years, it's what I've been dealing with. And now for the last year, I've got the collector's edition, the set edition, the theme. Well, the theme's just a whatever, but you get where I'm going with this. You got the set edition, which has the 25% chance of the card from the list. But not to get ahead of ourselves here. Double Masters is also 2022. We had Double Masters. And Onik, from what I got from this, there's nothing really added to it. All we're getting is two rares, two foils, basically everything we had with the original Double Masters, right?
Yeah, it's just a reprint set. That's really what it is.
So it just depends on what they're reprinting. But I mean,
yeah.
How many more big cards out there that desperately need a reprint?
Talk to the commander players because they'll probably give you a list.
Yeah,
probably the modern players now too.
Yeah, yeah.
This is true.
I'm gonna say that Double Master set, I liked it, just like I liked the mystery boosters. In my personal opinion, that set could have been bigger. So I'm glad they're coming out with a Double Masters, another version of it. So I can get some of those, you know. I like the master set. I really do. They're almost like cubes. Really, if you look at the master's set as themselves, you can almost take that set and just get one of everything from that set, and you have a cube, you know. I love cube as a format. That's why I'm mentioning this. Also, we got Battle for Baldur's Gate. That's going to be another product, right? Battle for Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, that's, I think, specifically going to be a commander product.
Is it? Mm. Okay. I know there was a computer.
It's confusing because there's so much.
Dungeons and Dragons themed computer PC game, you know, and I played a little bit of it. I think I got the characters to level 7 or something and I quit, but it was like D&D. It was like D&D rules, you know, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about another set for you, Ped? Unfinity. It's going to be.
Well, there's a set I can actually get behind.
Like the unsets.
Well, it's the unsets are just a lot of fun to play. Mm-hmm. it's not like a very serious thing. It's just fun to get some unpacks and just play that way. I always like lands that come into unsets. It like I like unsets, and I'm a big fan of Jumpstart also. Like those are like the two products that have been introduced in the past. No, I mean the unsets haven't been, they've been around since 2004. Right. But you know what I'm saying? Or actually,
yeah, of the new products, really, basically. So,
when was Unglued? Was that like in like 99?
You know what? It was right around that time. I think it was right around 2001 or something like that.
Yeah, because I think Unhinged was 2004, if I remember properly. Something but it's like those are two ancillary sets I can get behind. But now it's like they just have an ancillary set every freaking month.
I know, right?
But yeah. I do. But I guess I think that's what's going to happen is people are going to start picking the products they actually like. So I would be that consumer that'd be like, okay, I'm excited for the unset. I'm excited for to rock out some more Jumpstart because I enjoy Jumpstart as a format.
I can.
But then other than that, I don't know. I think that people are going to just be like, you know what? I'm done trying to keep up with this.
Well, I can tell you, we have a date for it. It's the second quarter of next year.
Mm.
It's going to be science fiction based. You're going to have clowns, outer space, carnivals. What else, Onik?
They said retro science fiction space carnival amusement park circus.
I made a joke the other day on the other show I was on. I said, I thought LSD died out, you know, but, wow, that is a mouthful, man. You know,
I think one of the characters or planeswalkers or whatever is going to be like Myra, the Magnificence Intergalactic Astratorium of Fun or something like that.
Yeah, I'll play this card and you say that, you know, almost like the Asmara. Okay, whatever. If Slothy was here, he would say that one.
The one color Asmo.
Yeah, Asmar.
Yeah, Asmar. There we go. We're going to call it Asmar. There you go. But if Slothy was here, he would be able to say it.
To me, they're coming up with too many sets right now.
That's what we're kind of hinting at. We've been.
Well, I'm not hinting. I'm saying that.
It's loud and clear.
Yeah,
I'm making my message very loud. They are making too many sets.
Do you remember Paul Revere? You know, the Redcoats are coming. They're banging the cymbals in the streets, bud.
Well, the thing is, they're trying to push their product, and they're not doing it the right way. I mean, like you said, they've joined Hasbro, and since they've joined Hasbro, their product has gone down, right?
Yeah, where's the Monopoly crossover?
That'll happen. Let's wait for it.
Watch it. We're going to get Garbage Pail Kids or something.
Oh, please, no.
There's a difference between producing new products and attempting to release new products and suffocating the consumer. And that is currently what they're doing. They are suffocating the consumer.
I think they've been doing it for about a year or two.
That is not a good business model. They've been doing it for about a year. It started with the creation of the collector sets, the collector's edition boosters, which was in Throne of Eldraine. And ever since then, they've just been ramping up and ramping up, and their numbers are going to look good for this past year and a half, 2 years, because we're not tired of it yet. Well, but it's getting to that point now where you're seeing a new set. Like we just talked about, what, eight new sets? And that was 2022.
And we got three more pages to go. Yeah, we got, four more pages to go. Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, too, is I noticed this before the collector's edition. I kind of thought about it with, what was it called, Modern Horizons. But then it goes back to Conspiracy and From the Vault and all these other side projects, too. You know, I just think fatigue started a while ago, you know. But that's just a matter of opinion. And we've all got one.
I think they're going to have a very, very tough meeting in about a year and a half when numbers are down, when their sale numbers are down and their player base is shrinking. That's what's going to happen.
New Magic artwork book. It's called Magic the Gathering Planes of the Multiverse, a visual history. So there you go. And from what I've seen, it's a beautiful book. And it's available now, on sale right now. I mean, there's not much I can really say about it. Onik, I don't think, is there anything you can say about it? Because it's just a beautiful book. It's like, you know, it's telling you about the Phyrexian War and the Urza, you know, Urza and Mishra and Planeswalkers and how they got their spark and this and that. So it's almost like a recap, a Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, it's literally just an art book. I guess you can just say it's like full art pages of like some of the planes of the multiverse. They're not cars. It's entirely separate from the game itself. It's just a thing to collect,
like the books or something, like comic books.
Yeah. But more of a visual thing.
Oh, they're coming out with another comic book too, right? Another series on that too.
Yep.
With Secret Lair Out of Time Summer Drop. There's a lot of these cards coming out. Were you able to pull this one up?
Yeah. Well, I have them all written down.
Okay.
But the Secret Lair Out of Time Summer Drop is available now. It's 5 drops total. Teferi's Time Trouble, Kamigawa Inc., Art Series, Thomas Baxa, Art Series, Johannes Voss, and Math is for Blockers. Those are the 5.
Math is for Blockers.
Yeah. That one took me a minute to figure out why it was named that. But I've got the individual cards in each one.
Wasn't the power and the toughness or something?
Yes, but I didn't really see. I didn't pay that much attention to the correlation of that. I really took a quick peek at it, and then but they were talking about the geometry that's evolved in the art of the cards.
Oh, that's right, because the artist used the geometric patterns or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of like circular shapes, triangular shapes. Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting once you look at it and you're like, oh, that's actually kind of cool. The cards themselves seem a little bit random, but the art is cool.
Now, they're going to have some more Secret Lairs in the future, and we talked about it here and there. We might even just jump back and forth with a lot of the stuff because there's just so much. Universe Beyond, we know for a fact that Warhammer 40K is coming out in Commander decks. And yeah. They're going to have Secret Lair drops later on for Warhammer.
And because their experiment with D&D went so well. So they're going to bring over more IPs.
Yeah.
I mean, D&D is performing awfully. Awful. It is.
I look at the prices right now on those cards. It's pretty sad.
But I think it's like the best-selling set so far, though.
Is it?
No.
That's what I heard.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't that. I find that very, very hard to believe.
Around here, it's not really so hot, you know. But they're buying singles around here. It's, you know, people, of course, you know, you're allowed to open a product and put singles out and stuff like that, you know. So, but around here, it's, you know, maybe it's just because people know what they want. I personally am not going to buy the set for drafting, or I mean, I played a lot of it drafting on Arena. I got my fix there on it, you know. I kind of like the draft environment with the Strixhaven, not so much on the Kaldheim, but the Dungeons and Dragons, I didn't have a good time. I mean, I love drafting blue every once in a while, and I really couldn't with this set.
No.
Peddler said he did. He played blue white or something, but I do like drafting blue sometimes, and I just really can't with this set. No matter how hard I try, I can't come up with something viable with blue in it when I draft the set, you know? So it's just, it's kind of a turnoff for me. I know where Peddler's coming from on a couple of angles, actually. We do know in real life we're also going to get Lord of the Rings. It's going to be a full booster set. It's going to come to Magic the Gathering Online also. So not only in real life and on Arena, but also online. That's big news. Also, secret layers of that in the future.
Yeah, this Lord of the Rings is going to be interesting because it's a full set. Mm-hmm. Or it's a It's not an expansion. It's not going to be standard legal, but it is going to be modern legal, and it's coming to all 3, I guess, platforms of paper, online, and Arena.
Yeah.
So, for me, I'm like the big Arena person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to have modern legal cards on Arena yet. I mean, this is coming out.
But historic is what I think they're going to do.
Yeah, but wouldn't they say modern and historic legal?
I think you have a point there, but also modern isn't a format yet unless they're planning on bringing it to there, you know,
which
right
is
now.
Possible because the release for this, they just put 2023. Yeah. So we're still about a year and a half away from Lord of the Rings.
There's still so much outcry for them to have Commander as a format on there, though. We have 100 card Brawl, and they've already said, even on this program that we're referencing, that now we have 100 card Brawl. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be actually a format that's here to stay. They're not going to take it away. So I'm glad about that, right? But we even 100%. Talked about this, I think, last week, right? That, but they're not going to call it Commander.
No, they are. It's illegal, my opinion, to call Brawl Commander. Do not do it.
Mm-hmm.
It might play similar to Commander,
right.
But it's not Commander.
Right.
Pre-Commander.
Yeah.
You've got two more secret layers I know about. Fortnite. There's one for you.
No, it's not. Don't say it for me. Don't you dare say it for me.
No, I'm not even impressed with that one.
Fortnite one? The only card I saw was the dancing teddy bear with a couple of characters behind it, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, like, I don't care that they're doing it. If anything, the art is going to look nice. Mm-hmm. I have never played a minute of the game, and it's partly because I'm afraid I'm going to like it.
Okay.
So I'm just staying away from the game of Fortnite itself.
What about the other one? Street Fighter. They got Street Fighter.
Yes.
Street Fighter Secret Lair. We caught a hint of Chun-Li.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful artwork. In my opinion, they made the Chun-Li. Yeah. I mean, I know, right? The the leg portion were fatter. So I don't remember that in the game. Were her legs fatter than the rest of her?
Thick. They're appropriate. Thick.
Okay.
Yes. That's appropriate to call them thick with two C's.
Two C's. Got it. Okay. Writing notes down.
Multi-kicker. The art itself is just her doing her infamous, like, now I'm saying multi-kicker kick.
Mm-hmm.
The card itself will have multi-kicker.
Yeah.
They've confirmed that, which that is a massive flavor win. Yeah. What the card does, what color it is, I don't know if it's a spell or a creature.
It won't even matter because it's her, right? I mean, multi-kicker. Yeah.
And that already, like, you could say, you know, it does one damage, and I'd be like, okay, I'm sold.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're going to do a lot of things like Blanca, you know, and all the characters and moments, you know, from Street Fighter. That's going
to
be pretty cool,
man. It'll be interesting to see who they have as characters on the cards, like who would play them. Like, even in the Street Fighter movie, you had, like, famous people. So why not take likenesses of them and put them on the cards themselves?
Well, we actually saw a picture of Chun-Li, and it looks like from a video game, like a nower modern version of the video game.
So they have to pay two licensing fees if they do it from the Hollywood aspect.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can't do that.
Right.
They'd have to pay Street Fighter, and they have to pay whatever...
New Line Cinema or whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever film company made Street Fighter the movie. That's why they won't do it.
Yeah, I'm going through that.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is Guile.
I'm going through that with Heart for Magic Man, the song, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, I mean, I've got 80% rights to use the song for this podcast, but the other 20% is with the label, BGI or whatever. All right, going on to, because Magic's turning 30, they couldn't think of any other way to celebrate 30 years any better than another set, right? Of course.
More product,
right? Dominaria United. It's kind of hard to say. There's so many vowels. I like to buy another vowel. No, wait a minute. There's no more vowels. Yeah, there's no more vowels. It's Dominaria United. After that, we're going to have another set called The Brothers War. It's going to be a behind the story of Urza fighting the brother Mishra, but it won't be from their points of view. It'd be from somebody else's point of view, I take it. They used to say.
Yeah, my understanding it was that it was from their point of view. From each of their points of view.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I understood it.
Yeah. I took it as it's not from either one of the point of view. So, I mean, who knows at this point? This product, they didn't even tell us what date it's coming out, but just for the 30th anniversary, which I know is right around the corner.
It's glad Q4 of
next year. Next year. Okay.
See, what I would have done with that set is I would have put it out following the Dungeons & Dragons set.
If this is really, I mean, like, if I hope they do something of what I'm thinking, because I'm thinking they're going to do the opposite for real, in all honesty. But when Dominaria came out, I'm like, cool, we're going back to the original plane. Maybe we might get some cards that might remind us of old school Magic, you know? Boy, I was a letdown, okay? So I shouldn't have had those high of hopes, right? And now it was a good set, though. That Karn was really good, you know? It's a good set. This set, I hope they would do that. I mean, they got the Brothers War coming out after it. You know, can they please, let's go back and have some old school Magic where there's not so much ponder going on and there's so much interaction with my deck and stuff like that?
I thought Dominaria did a pretty good job of telling a story of Dominaria.
Well, I mean, maybe from its play. Okay, right. The flavor text and the story, because I'm not following the story nowadays. I'm glad somebody is, but I'm not. I mean, I haven't been able to follow the stories and the lore. You know, I remember there was a story with Shards of Alara and stuff like that. I followed it then, and I've been out of it then. So, like, I know about the Gatewatch and all that, but a lot of the stories repeat themselves, like the Phyrexian War and the Brothers War and the Gatewatch and stuff like that. So I'm just hoping to catch it all in the next go around, you know?
Okay.
Because it's Wizards we're talking about. They're just going to redo it anyway, you know?
Eventually.
Now it's this with this spin. Speaking of which, we got a new Netflix show coming out. It's an animated series. We know this much. And any thoughts on this?
We knew about this for a while now. I think we've done about this for like a year and a half. That it was, the big deal was, I guess, Russo Brothers were in it, but then they change of contract, change of producers or directors or whatever, and it's someone else now. But whoever they're with now, they've been with them for a while now, because the scripts are done, the voice casting is done. I think they've pretty much done the first season of audio recording, so they're well into this project. So it's not like they just started over yesterday. They've done this. They've probably been in it for at least half a year, probably a full year already.
I think it could be interesting, actually.
It's something. Like, I'll wait and see if it grabs you enough to want to watch it, basically.
See, to me, if they're doing it Magic the Gathering as a animated series, I would kind of do it along the same lines as they did the Dungeons and Dragons series in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that way, that attracts more attention, right? That's like with the Brothers War. I would have done it connecting to Forgotten Realms instead of doing the Magic, because then you would have had another set to buy.
Well, I think you're onto something, but they probably didn't go along the Brothers War. They're going along with, we're going to have these toys people can buy.
Toys? What do you mean?
Well, right now, is there a lot of Magic the Gathering toys for kids?
No.
Okay, there should be when they come out with a Netflix cartoon, right?
I follow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's to me, because we're living in 2021, and when this comes out, it's gonna be 2022, right? Right now, they're thinking along the lines of, okay, let's just get this out. But we're thinking of it as, hey, it'd be smart if they tie it in with a product, and they probably will later, and they'll probably like, you know what we need to do? We need to make these water balloons to say, you know, the magic characters from the cartoons, and we need those punchy balloons. We need those punchy balloons too, and we need to make little things that give away with McDonald's. Hey, man, we're going to team up with McDonald's too and give away toys too. You know,
I will eat so many Happy Meals to get those toys.
I mean,
Magic the Gathering bobbleheads.
There you go.
Well, I'm down. I know the Netflix series there is heavily involving Gideon. So my guess is that it's going to be probably around like Oath of the Gatewatch. That's my guess. Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about products, I'm just visualizing like a Gideon action figure that, like, if you squeeze his arms or something, it'd be like for the Gatewatch or something like that.
yeah. Little blue LED on it, real.
Yeah, or white, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you can see it. You can really see it. You know.
Press on his belly, and he transforms into another planeswalker version of himself.
Press his belly, puts an indestructible token out or something. I think it'll be fine, the show itself. Like, if it bombs, it shouldn't really affect the way you play Magic. If it's great, it'll bring new people into the game. It's
agreed.
Yeah.
I don't think they should let us make the toys.
No.
I just hear Mel Brooks going, merchandising.
Well, as far as the other sets, so we know the next one coming out is Innistrad, Midnight Hunt. After that, it's going to be another Innistrad, Crimson Vow, I think it was.
Right. Oh, yeah, we got the gangster one, right?
So after two Innistrads, the one coming out after that is going to be Kamigawa Neon Dynasty, which is taking place 2,000 years after the original Kamigawa that we had.
Yeah.
It's heavily futuristic. I doubt it's going to have... My guess is that I don't think it's going to have any of the soul shift or the splice into arcane mechanics. But like you said earlier, is the ninjutsu? Emperor, yeah, it's probably going to have ninjas. It's probably going to be ninjas in there, but it's going to have new mechanics for sure. They hinted that the Emperor of Kamigawa is someone we've seen before, someone we know.
Right.
Who? No idea. My guess is some planeswalker that we've seen that we're like, who is this guy? Like, yeah. It could be Teo. It could be Basri. Like, who knows?
Nicol Bolas.
But, right. No, please.
He's the Emperor, see?
But we do have Kaito, I think. My guess of how to spell it is K-A-I-T-O. They never really said it. They just said Kaito. Mm-hmm. New planeswalker. Keto. The diet. Sure. He's a ninja of some sort. And some other new planeswalker. But that's Neon Dynasty. After that is another set, which I'm actually excited for. Streets of New Capenna. It is a modern urban fantasy setting, like a gangster movie.
Yeah.
A crime family.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one with the new Obnixilis?
Yeah.
They never confirmed his Obnixilis.
Well, but you can tell it's Obnixilis. Yeah.
It looks very, very much like Obnixilis. This is a... I mix up if it's Wedge or Shard, but it's a three-color set.
So... And... The shard is a wedge because it's the same terminology. When we have guilds, it's just two colors, and the wedges, which are shards, are correct, three colors.
But you know how two colors are either called allied or enemy?
Yeah.
The three color also have that terminology, but it's either shards or wedges.
Oh, correct. That makes sense. Okay. So, yeah, it's probably going to be the opposite because the last time we got three colors was what? Back in Shards of Alara, right?
No. Okay. Hansa Tarkir.
So what colors do we get there? Do we get Grixis there?
We had Mardu. We had... Oh, God, don't put me on the spot. If you did have the enemy one.
Right, I was going to say, if you had Grixis, then you're going to have the opposite colors. If you didn't have Grixis, you're getting ready to have that with its friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's going to be the opposite. Okay.
If you look at the art that they revealed for the probably Obnixilis... Hmm. We know Obnixilis himself, or itself, is a black creature or planeswalker, but the rings he has on his hand has a red ring and a blue ring. So me, that gives me an indication that he is, oh my God, what's that? Red, blue, black guild. Grixis. No.
Grixis.
Yes.
Oh.
Grixis.
Grixis is red, blue, black. Yeah.
Yeah. So my guess is we're going to have Grixis, Naya, Bant, Esper,
Jund.
And Jund. Yeah. Yes.
So back with the Shards of Alara. So this is the Shards of Alara cycle, basically, when it comes to the color pairings.
Okay, then yes. Okay. So then not the Hansa Tarkir, which was
the opposite. Yeah.
The other ones. The other
got five. It.
So
got
what
it.
would you call them? Grix and Nicholas?
Grix Nicholas? Grix Nicholas. Yeah.
That's funny.
I got you.
Yeah, that's funny. That's what we're looking at. So history repeating itself, Peddler, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, that's a good thing, though. It's a good feeling to come back in this day and age when they made a lot of broken cards that make me want to quit Standard for a while.
So continuing with Streets of New Capenna, they said that the city itself of New Capenna is a new plane. The city itself was built by angels. My guess is that the angels is somehow a crime family. My guess is Bant. Maybe not. Said, I'm just making stuff
they also
up.
Said they also said it was built by angels, but now it's run by demons.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a long time ago that it was, you know, inhabited by angels, but now it's just run by demons.
Yeah, but my guess is that angels are still going to be around. So that way you have conflict somehow. Mm-hmm. They're trying to take back their land or something. But Elspeth is connected to Capenna, so right. She'll probably be a leader of
the angels. Yeah.
The angels, or Bant, or something. Yeah, still have a presence.
There's not much news about the set. We just got from what we got from this show, you know, the showcase.
Yep.
And the word over here, when we talk about just the meta over here, it's going to be demon heavy and angel light is what our guess is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure you guys think it's going to be, you know, half and half or anything. Over here, the Midwest, we're thinking it's going to be really demon heavy set with a touch of angel.
That works for me.
Yeah.
You know, but
the crime families aren't necessarily humans. Like you said, it could probably be demons, angels. It could be human. It could be cats. It could be whatever. I
kind of they mentioned it could be cats. They said they're going to bring out more. What's the word I'm looking
tribal?
For here? Tribal. They're going to bring out more tribal. Yeah. And there's going to be another new tribal they're coming out with. Now going back to this Capena, however you pronounce it, the five color. It's going to be five. Three colored crime families.
Yes.
So it's going to be those guilds we talked, or those shards we talked about, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So on this cycle, it's the shard cycle. Now I just learned something. That's good to know, though. There's wedges and shards, meaning the same thing, just the opposite, like the enemies or the allies. Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's still your floor, Bob.
So after the Streets of New Capenna is then the Dominaria United. That's the 30-year anniversary.
Okay.
Then after that, we got Brothers War, which is Urza versus Mishra, pretty much. I don't know if we're like taking a side or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the result is of the war itself, but
they say it was going to be a current as it's going on kind of a thing, though.
Yeah.
Because we've never had that point of view. We've always had the aftermath stories.
Yep. And that's it for the sets. That pretty much takes us to the end of 2022.
Now, you had a tournament that you were doing too or something, right?
Yeah, so I just finished a tournament that I held in a Facebook group that I had 30 participants for. It was Standard 2022. We had a winner who pretty much won 7 games straight. I mailed out a prize support.
No losses?
I think total he had maybe 3 game losses from the 7 matches.
Okay.
So he probably went total of like 14-3 or something. Mm. I just finished that up. Mailed out the prize report 4 hours ago.
Oh, wow.
And I sent, yeah. So I sent everyone like a message, like, here's a tracking number. Congratulations on winning. Entirely free. Zero cost. What zero cost to enter. Zero cost for prize support. I just literally coming entirely out of pocket for this one.
Advertising, though. Right? It's advertising.
It's advertising. Maybe I'll make a name for myself. Maybe not. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I am doing another one. And it's going to be Historic Brawl, which is something that everyone's excited about because it's the closest thing we can have to Commander on Arena. And with Jumpstart Historic Horizons, everyone is getting the newest cards to juice up their decks even further.
Right.
This event is probably going to start in about 2 weeks from now, either the 11th or 12th of September. But starting now is kind of like an open registration. Literally, all you need to do is say, hey, I want to play.
So this one, I take it's going to be free also.
Entirely free.
Wow, man.
With prize support. Like, yeah. As far as the specific rules, I haven't typed it up yet, but it's going to run very similar to what I've done before. It's pretty much group state. Like, if there's 30 people, 40 people, 80 people, 100 people, like I map this out to have a capacity of 1,000 people, 1,028 to be exact.
Now, since you're part of the Cryptic Commander team, you're going to be able to see there's going to be responses probably in the Facebook group on this too.
Yeah. I'll post it everywhere.
Yeah, you're getting out there. So there might be people going, hey, I might want to jump. How do I get into this? So let us know on the Cryptic Commander Facebook group also, guys.
Definitely. But the rules and everything comes out. It's going to come out pretty soon. Probably, yeah, by the time you hear this episode, you'll see the post.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you can shake a stick at it, can't you?
You might need a tree.
Yeah. That's just a lot of information to unpack.
You know, when Onik told me, he goes, guys, should we do the normal show or should we just cover all this? And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, but it's a good thing we got a lot of news to cover. and then I go back and I watch this and I'm like, oh boy, they just gave us like the next 3 years worth in a 2 hour, segment here. And how are we going to have a 2 hour segment condensed down to a 1 hour podcast, But I think we did a good job.
We'll find a way. That's how we do.
That's how we do. That's right. That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything
else?
So
John, could I share something?
Absolutely. Sure.
As you guys know, well, John knows, I don't play a lot of Commander. Our store's just started playing it. It's a casual get-together thing on Friday nights. Sometimes there's four. Last night there was 14 of us. and we divided up into two groups, front of the store, back of the store. And I ran into an interesting combo last night that I can say I don't like already.
What was it?
The buddy sitting diagonally across from me was playing Mono Blue. The combo was Skullrack,
okay,
Tefnut, and Karn's, whatever it is, from Dominaria.
Bastion. Oh, wait, not Bastion.
No, it's the spell that has infinite turns. And it removes all your permanents. I can't remember what it's called. Sundering or something. Karn Sundering or something, whatever.
Oh, Karn's Temporal Sundering?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
So I had him beat. I was playing a Trelisara commander deck. I was up to 80 life and ready to turn, play the game, and win the game. And he's like, oh, I'm just going to cast this combo and I'm going to win. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, it was like the decks we were facing last night was crazy. It's Duretti was in there, and me with Trelisara. There was a guy playing Brawl with us and Kefnet. They've got everything in there that you can think of. And I'm like going, oh, Commander.
It's a really interesting format. I mean, I like the fact that it's singleton because this can get out of hand quick.
Yeah. Like my other Commander decks are Krenko, of course. And I just built a Turgrid deck. And nobody liked me for that deck either.
I got into Commander maybe like 10 years ago for about 6 months, and then I got right back out of it. That's just it's just not for me.
We were playing standard until the pandemic hit, and then nobody started showing up for standard, and now it's basically modern and commander because everybody that showed up for us went to a different store. So we have a limited amount of people now, but it's basically modern and commander, and the modern decks are even worse for me because I play mono red, and I'm sorry, I don't live up to the name playing modern.
Right. Yeah, modern's pretty cutthroat. It's pretty cutthroat format, man. You got to have a lot of money to invest into the format, though, you know?
Well, I'm playing Mono Red Prowess.
Okay.
It's not optimized yet, but I'm facing decks like Martyr Proc. I'm facing Blue-Black Control, Boros Burn, the Hollow One deck with Asmo. And Abzan creature toolbox, and I'm just going, wow. Like, most of them can kill me by turn four.
Yeah, that's the power of modern. It's it's a deep and complicated set. Well, not complicated, it's just so many different things to
keep an eye out for. I haven't played modern for like 6 years, and I'm just going to get back into it, and I'm like, all I can say, guys, is I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite formats.
Yeah, it's a lot of learning. It's a big learning curve.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why this show is here. It's one of the reasons why the show exists, is because there's a lot of formats, there's a lot of information, there's a lot of new products. We want to help people. And if you know anybody that needs help, direct them over to the Cryptic Commander. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitch. I can't remember everywhere we're at. You know, we're on Facebook. Find us on Facebook. Is there anything else? Yeah. If you guys, is there anything else you guys wanted to add before we let the listeners go? Because there might be something I'm forgetting. Yeah.
I mean, like you said, like we're here to help. Like I'm huge on Arena. I am Arena guru, whatever you want to call me. That's going to be my area of expertise.
Correct.
So if you want to play some games on Arena, like, hit me up. I've got all the cards. I've got everything. I don't care if you're like day one. You know, I can't get past a color challenge. I literally helped someone out today. Joe and Irvin, I helped him out today just because he couldn't get past the color challenge. And I typed up like a summary of what to do. And you got to figure it out.
The thing that's really bad is the last three seasons, I haven't got out of silver or bronze. And, you know, that's really frustrating for me because I'm a really competitive person.
So yeah. you made a little list of things for him to do to help him out in the beginning?
Yeah. Wow. He couldn't figure it out. He had a hard time with it. I'm like, okay, let me do it myself. I figured it out. And I literally typed out play by play exactly what the opponent did and exactly what I did. And I pasted it to him. I'm like, this is what you need to do to win. And he did it. Just like, oh my God, this is great.
Is there any way you can share it with the listeners? I mean, put it in the Facebook group or something?
I can. It's two guides that I quickly wrote, but I deleted it. I can always do it again. But out of like 25 color challenges, there's a lot to type out.
Yeah, I mean, never mind. I don't want to create a lot of work for you, bud.
But yeah, if you're struggling with the color challenges, or if you want to like help test for mythic qualifier or whatever, like I can do that too. Like my range goes all the way. So hit me up if you got a deck you want to play test. Like give me the list. I'll craft the cards. Like let me spend my money for you, and we'll play test.
Yeah, I saw some content creators. Oh, go ahead, Ed. Go ahead.
I have to say, Anik, your group is really good. Your Facebook group is really good.
Thank you.
You want to plug that real quick?
I'm actually a member, so.
Oh, sweet.
You want to plug that group, or?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's literally called Magic the Gathering Arena MTG. That's the name of the group. It's got over 10,000 active members in there. I think we're getting close to like 50,000 members total. I'm a moderator in there. I talk a lot in there. We'll just put it that way.
So, well, the funny thing is, Anik, you are the sister group to the group that I run. So,
which one is that again?
I run MTG Arena.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So that's my group. So.
Yeah, I don't want to say that the group that I'm in is my group, but I'm probably the most active person in that group.
Well, I do know you're really active around Facebook, man. You know.
Yeah.
And you got a big heart, so we appreciate you being on the show and everything you stand to represent. Awesome, yeah. You know? Yeah.
Of course.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Make sure to tune in next week. We got some more juicy details for you. And as always, until next time, keep spell slinging.